You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
Well, good afternoon, friends, and we are back today talking again with the CEO of Providential Holdings, Mr. Henry Fahmann. Today is Friday, June 6, 2008, and as part of our continuing coverage of Providential, we'd like to welcome you back, Henry.
Well, thank you very much, Duane. Thank you very much, our audience. It's always a pleasure being back and being on the program with you.
Well, as always, Providential has so much going on that it's difficult for me to decide where to start. So I'm just going to open the door to you and tell us what's happened since we last spoke.
Since we last spoke, actually, a lot has transpired on several fronts with the company. You know, we've been working very diligently to assist an Australian conglomerate to acquire a big chemical company, and we are serving as their due diligence team to assist them with legal and also accounting work to make sure that everything is in place. And we've been able to assemble an A1 team consisting of very experienced and reputable professionals in the accounting field, and also, you know, our corporate counsel Chris Ditchick to assist in this transaction. You know, doing due diligence work is one thing, but the fact of the matter that is that you know, through this relationship, we want to do a great job for our client, and part of the reason because we want to be a long-term partner with them because of the nature of business they are involved in, and also their capability in terms of executing transactions, not only here in the U.S., but also overseas as well. Actually, we are thinking of bringing them on as a partner for an acquisition of a major portion of ATI Petroleum, the company in Vietnam that we have visited and have been engaged to assist with their growth strategy and funding as well. And also, this group controls scores of billions of dollars that they have invested across many countries, and it's a great pleasure working with the core team there. So that's happening as we speak, and we expect to send our team to the site early next week, you know, together with our legal team and also accounting auditing team. So it's happening on that part.
Well, such a transaction that will speak well of Providential's ability to execute a large deal of this nature.
Yes, actually, we are very fortunate to be surrounded by excellent people, and without this kind of high caliber team, you know, we won't be able to do this kind of work. But as I have always mentioned, our asset is in our people and the people, you know, we are surrounded with, you know, and we are fortunate to be in that position. And we believe this will be a snowball effect. Once we do one job well, it will lead to the next one, and is how we control our delivery and our quality of service. You know.
Now, Henry, I don't know if you can speak specifics, but perhaps you can give our listeners and shareholders an idea. A transaction, a consulting arrangement, such as you've just spoken about, how will that benefit Providential and ultimately the shareholders?
It will benefit us in terms of immediate revenue through the consulting contract, you know, through which we will receive cash payment for our services and mm-hmm. our oversight of the project. You know. But more importantly, it opens up you know, a new window of opportunity because of the relationship that we are creating, leading to other transactions, like I've mentioned, like the ATI Petroleum project and another acquisition, you know, in the East Coast, and a few other things going in the country here in the U.S. Stateside, as far as real estate acquisition are concerned as well. So those will bring us opportunities not only to earn fees but also to be able to participate in a minority equity ownership depending on each situation. And, you know, that's the major thrust of it. Yeah.
Question that I had from one of our listeners who is also a shareholder in the company. What can you tell us on the status of Rancor Trading Group?
Yeah, Rancor Trading, actually, I believe, was way back in February when Horace Harumba was having an interview on your station, you know, stating some imminent transactions that were under progress at that time. But unfortunately, some of these transactions have taken a lot longer, and some of them have not come into fruition in a manner that would be economically beneficial. But what I can say is the Rancor Trading is still active. It's not dead, or it's not being given up for anything. I spoke with the core people on the team earlier today and also a few days ago. You know, there are several transactions and projects that are pending that will be brought forward, and we hope, you know, we can get one or two closures on these in the very near future. I don't know exactly how long it will take. It may take 30 to 60 days. It may take less or longer, but the fact of the matter is that those endeavors are still alive, you know.
Very good. Very good. another question from a listener and a shareholder. You had mentioned earlier in the year when you and I did an interview that the company had plans and was in fact on track to become NASDAQ listed. Is that still the plan?
We are still pushing to get that done. We have faced a few challenges in the path due to a number of external reasons. For example, we were ready to do a first closing on our Providential Vietnam Growth Fund way back in November, but because of the subprime market effect and so forth, that fund has been delayed, and also some of our other projects have taken a little bit longer to finish. Nevertheless, we still have time between now and the end of the year with the several projects going on. Of course, the 0.91 would take until probably the middle of next year to show significant revenues and cash flow. But we have several other transactions we're working on right now. And if we can complete this within the year 2008, you know, we will have a very good chance of getting the valuation of our company up there. But of course, you know, we can never be certain that we can accomplish these milestones. For example, a couple of projects we are working on right now, you know, we are helping a special purpose acquisition company in New York to acquire a company in Vietnam, and the size is quite large. It's about a little bit over $200 million, and that's one transaction in particular. And then we also working with the China Mining Company acquisition of 30% of Pimico, and joint venture with Pimico to operate a detonaceous earth mine in central Vietnam, of which we will own 49%, and the valuation for the reserve or the mineralized material in that area is estimated to be about $1.4 billion. You know, so the valuation, one reflected in the value of the stock, it can give us the the right kind of price. And then we're working on the restructuring of a paper company in South Vietnam, in Long An province. We have several other transactions going on in Vietnam at the moment, and also we are working hard to close the reverse takeover for a Cat Thai plastic company, and also for Nam Kim specialty steel company this quarter. Yeah, we're working very hard to try to close it by the end of this month, so we can show the revenue for this quarter. That's a little bit of rush for us as well, and part of the reason why I'm coming back to Vietnam this Sunday to meet with the principals of those companies to finalize this transaction. So with the project we are working on, with the I believe the revenue and profit level will be sufficient for a NASDAQ listing. You know.
Excellent. Good news.
Yeah, thank you.
what else would you like to bring us up to date on today?
Yeah, well, there's always good progress. As we mentioned in a press release earlier, probably a couple of weeks ago, about our co-development agreement with DCH, NQH Group. You know, I'm coming back and meeting with Alan Wu this next Tuesday in Ho Chi Minh City to further our negotiation and planning for the theme park in Vietnam. Right now it's a little bit too premature to even mention the name of the theme park operator and player who wants to come in to be our partner. But of course, as time progresses and we have things more concrete, then we'll be able to share that with our shareholders. And then yeah, we are also preparing for a big conference hosted by SCIC, which stands for State Capital Investment Corporation, a state agency comparable to Temasek Holding or SCI of Singapore, you know, investing on behalf of Vietnamese companies. They control, I would say, about 800 to 1,000 companies in Vietnam that are owned by the state. And a lot of these companies will need our help. Some of them will want to go public here in the U.S. Others will want to go public in Vietnam. Others may need to be restructured, recapitalized, and some of them may have bad debts that needs to be handled, you know, asset that needs to be managed. But our forte, because of what we've been able to do for Cavico, for DDCI and a few other clients of ours, you know, actually we are the pioneer in helping taking Vietnamese companies public. So that set us to, you know, ahead of the pack. There, of course, you know, we more competition coming in, but
well, in fact, to your credit, you brought the very first Vietnamese company to go public in the United States. You were responsible for that.
Yes, actually, we helped bring Cavico Corporation to the U.S. As the very first Vietnamese company to be traded here. It is already trading on the OTCBB, you know, and this is an example of what can be done. But it's still a tip of the iceberg compared to what have been accomplished in China, for example. You know, China, you know, hundreds of companies. You know, like a couple of weeks ago, there was a show that was hosted by Bryn Mawr Kiarid at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York. There were 80 companies from China that are listed here in the U.S. That attended the conference. And you know, I see if we can bring half of those, of the list like that, you know, from Vietnam, that would be plenty of business for us, and it would be good for everybody, you know. But we are very well positioned, and we're fortunate to be in this. I mean, at this stage of the game, and also in the midst of the opportunity like this. Yeah.
Very good. Henry, we've never really discussed this on the radio show, and it's a little off-topic, I suppose, but I think it's something our listeners might like to hear. I know that you are a man of faith, an outspoken man of faith. And as you find yourself in these various meetings and these boardrooms, you travel from Wall Street to Vietnam to Wisconsin, of all places. How does your faith affect how you transact business on a daily basis?
I must say that I am not perfect. And if not for the grace of God, then I wouldn't be here today. And if when I have
amen, I second that emotion.
Well, thank you. Yeah,
that certainly applies to me.
Well, thank you. What happened? Several weeks ago, Dr. Ravi Zacharias, who was the speaker at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington D.C., at the end of the speech or the sermon, as you may call it, Ravi shared my story with the audience. And I met Ravi when I was a teenager in Vietnam. At that time, Ravi was a sophomore in college, coming to Vietnam to preach to the young people and to conferences, etc. And then we left each other, not knowing that we would be reunited again. I don't think I have enough time to share that story, but there was a point in time when I almost gave up on my faith.
Really?
I thought, well, maybe, Christianity is just another fad. I was jumping on the bandwagon because it was a neat thing to do during those days in Vietnam when I first was introduced to Christianity and etc. It was through those years of hardship that the Lord revealed himself to me in an amazing way. And maybe when we have another chance, I can share the whole story. But, knowing that, man can plan and can organize, can think that he can do everything by himself. But no, if not for the grace of God, and of course the God's plan surpasses and overrules, what man can do. And for that reason, I'm humble. I've been, humble to recognize and to say that, it's not what I'm doing, but, even the name Providential, as you know, it
sure
signifies that, it's something with the heavenly intervention. It's just not humanly speaking itself, so that helps me see things from a different perspective. Sometimes going through hardships, going through difficulties, I say, this is not the end of the world, because there will be a new chapter.
Oh,
and
yes.
Our God is a God of forgiveness. Our God is a God of not only the second chance, but even the third, the fourth, the fifth chance, And His mercy for us is abundant. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to stand here to survive.
Just when I think I've run out of chances, He gives me another one.
Right, exactly. And that's why, I've made mistakes. I could have done better, and I could be a better, I could have executed better judgment in some situation and so forth. But I believe, as the worst I encounter when I was in a prison cell in Vietnam after the war, I was cleaning the latrine in a prison, and then one day I found in the waste basket a crumpled piece of paper printed in English, and I took it back into my cell, my room at night, and opened up. It was from Romans chapter 8, for all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. And sometimes, we think, this is terrible, but, we are only seeing a very close frame of reference. We cannot see beyond the present moment.
Beyond our current set of circumstances.
Right.
But that is such a powerful scripture, because it says all things. It doesn't say some things. It doesn't say a few things or an occasional thing. It says all things.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And that's why it gives me the comfort. And sometimes things may not be going well, but you know, it may be the beginning, the end of a chapter, but it can be the beginning of a new chapter. You never know, you know.
He's a big God.
Yes, yes.
And he sees the whole picture.
Exactly.
You know, we can't see around the corner, but from where he sits, he can. And it really just requires that we give him all of our trust.
Exactly.
One of the things that really struck me about you when you and I met and had lunch and broke bread is that with all the people that you rub shoulders with on a daily basis, from, as I said, Wall Street to Wisconsin to Vietnam, I saw a man cloaked in humility. And that really stands out to me, because in this financial world, in this arena that we operate in, there's an awful lot of egos, there's an awful lot of, you know exactly what I mean. But I saw you there, the head of this company, with so much on your plate, but yet filled with humility, and that truly is what Christ calls us, is to be humble.
Well, thank you, Dwayne.
God himself said, I will exalt the humble man. But the haughty man, I'll take him down.
You know, I'm a perpetual student, you know, continuing to learn. And all I can say is that, you know, there's nobody that I cannot learn something from. You know, I can always learn something from somebody. And that, in connection with the recognition, the understanding that, you know, we are only human, but God is and is infinite God. So, you know, actually, what we are trying to do is just trying to contribute a little part into the overall picture of what God is accomplishing, you know, through people like us, you know.
And one of the differences between someone such as yourself is that I truly believe that the success of Providential will be translated into making this world a little better place for an awful lot of people. Now, for many in the financial world, CEOs of public companies, the end game, the end goal, if you will, at the end of the day, they simply want to be sitting out on their yacht, floating in the harbor, retired, with more money than they can ever spend. I don't see that in you, Henry. I see great things being done in the name of God, in the name of humanity, to help people. As you know, myself, my wife, and I, our heart's desire is to help orphans. We built an orphanage in Kampala, Uganda, East Africa. We have 850 kids there now that call us mom and dad. And you know, the money that was spent there, we certainly could have spent it a different way, in a bigger house, you know, or a different car. But you know, there's I've lived in the bigger house and drove the better car, and you know what? There's no real satisfaction in that. But when I go to that orphanage and one of those children sits in my lap and looks up at me and gives me that big smile, that is success. That is true happiness. That is that is joy unspeakable.
Yes.
And that's what I live for.
Well, I can second to that, you know, and yeah, it's what gives the meaning to life, you know. And I often tell my friends as joke, you know, I cannot sleep until better at one time at night, you know. You know, and I cannot drive two cars simultaneously, you know.
Yes. That's true. Well, Henry, thanks for opening up that little part of yourself for us. I appreciate it. And someday when we do have the time, I want to hear the whole story, okay?
Yeah, I would love to do that when you have a chance, more time, you know.
Should we anticipate any press releases next week?
Yes, we're planning to have a press release next Tuesday, or maybe more, but at least one next week, you know.
Okay. Will you be available to chat, or will you be in Vietnam?
I'll be in Vietnam, but I may be able to chat. You know, I can call in, yeah.
Okay. Very good. Well, thanks so much for being with us today. Have a safe flight to Vietnam, and we look forward to talking to you again very soon.
Well, thank you very much, Dwayne, and also thank you, our listeners. Looking forward to being back with you.
Thanks so much, Henry.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Pastor Dwayne Reeves, and his guests. This information should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed security broker or financial planner before making any investment decisions. You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.